I'm occasionally upset by a rare sort of work that I come across every now and then that suggests a complete detachment from things that matter or have meaning or make sense or are in a common language. And many times these works will be about wishing they could, but you look beneath it all, there's a sort of ambivalence, like, no, they don't really mind they're putting this out into the world, this thing that doesn't have a language and doesn't have meaning and doesn't express purpose that can be understood by any person or maybe at all. You know, it's just, I mean, in the modern day and age, you see so many things just don't have meaning. And the fact that people aren't willing to collaborate with the meaning imbuer just makes me a little bit annoyed. Like, well, if you don't wanna do that, then are you just gonna be going around speaking a language you just made up that no one can ever possibly understand? And sometimes I find in exceptionally horrible cases there are other people validating this worldview of a language that isn't universal, even though art is supposed to be that, and it makes me a little bit frustrated. All I can do is continue to make my work with a great meaning, with a commonly held transparent meaning, and hope that I can inspire enough people to hit share that we may subvert this predicament, this terrible future of everyone falling into their own holes where language is no longer shared and meaning is no longer shared and sense is antiquated. I hope to avert this terrible and very much possible future before it is too late. Here is a G chord. Think about what feelings that chord inspired in you, and find it within yourself to embrace that shared meaning. The kind of sound you hear on a happy, warm summer's day. I am a communicator. I use my own words. I use commonly agreed upon words to construct new but familiar sentences leading way to new yet unique concepts, yet known concepts. And it just frightens me how many people are willing to jump over all of that, go a step or three too far, and end up in a zone of incomprehensibility. It is like a junk food of the mind.